In today's news headlines, Republican senators lined up behind President Donald Trump in his bid to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg with an ultra-conservative younger justice, and just 42 days left before the presidential election. In spite of his strong critiques of Trump, which has earned him the ire of the president, Republican Senator Mitt Romney threw his lot behind his party, and like most other GOP senators, agreed to a confirmation vote. In remarks to reporters, Romney said liberals ought to get used to a court that tilts rightward.
I recognize that we may have a court which has more of a conservative bent than it's had over the last few decades. But my liberal friends have over many decades gotten very used to the idea of having a liberal court. And that's not written in the stars. But it's also appropriate for a nation which is, if you will, center-right, to have a court which reflects center-right points of view.
That's Senator Mitt Romney, one of Trump's harshest Republican critics, acquiescing to the president in order to have a conservative Supreme Court. According to Associated Press, no court nominee in U.S. history has been considered so close to a presidential election. Yet GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, who famously 4 years ago argued against filing a Supreme Court seat in an election year, has promised to confirm a justice ahead of the November 3rd race.
Got the votes to confirm Justice Ginsburg replacement before the election. We're going to move forward in the committee. We're going to report the nomination out of the committee to the floor of the United States Senate so we can vote before the election. That's the constitutional process. After Kavanaugh, everything changed with me. They're not going to intimidate me, Mitch McConnell, or anybody else.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham, who faces a tough re-election race himself on November 3rd. His rival, Democrat Jaime Williams, is neck and neck with him in the latest poll. Trump says he will announce his Supreme Court pick on Saturday. And on Monday, he met with a woman who's considered his top contender, Amy Coney Barrett. Coney Barrett is a federal appeals court judge who faced a ferocious battle in 2017 over her religious fundamentalist views when she was being confirmed. She is a member of a fringe right-wing church called People of Praise that reportedly inspired author Margaret Atwood to write her dystopian fiction novel, The Handmaid's Tale, in which women are the sex slaves of men. Coney Barrett's church, according to media sources, believes that men have authority over their wives. The church is also strictly anti-abortion, which would likely mean that the constitutional right to an abortion could be overturned if Coney Barrett were to be a Supreme Court justice. Meanwhile, the so-called pro-life movements in the U.S. have remained silent on the staggering loss of lives as 200,000 deaths linked to the coronavirus are marked. The number means that one in every five deaths globally linked to the virus are American. At a rally in Ohio on Monday evening, Trump claimed that the virus, quote, affects virtually nobody. It's an amazing thing.
It affects virtually nobody. It's an amazing thing. By the way, open your schools. Everybody, open your schools.
That's Trump at a rally in Ohio on Monday night. But new research suggests that reopening schools contributed in large part to the resurgence of the virus. According to the Wall Street Journal, quote, in-person classes led to thousands of additional cases each day in the U.S. And an extra 3,200 cases a day occurred in the U.S. that likely wouldn't have happened had schools kept classes online. And while there continues to be a shortage of masks and some medical equipment in the U.S., it was revealed that the Pentagon spent millions of tax dollars intended for mask purchases on jet engine parts and body armor instead. The money was part of congressional appropriations made under the CARES Act. During a congressional hearing on Tuesday about financial aid for those economically impacted by the virus, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he thought the federal government had done all it could do. Mnuchin is worth some $400 million. And he said he did not support spending hundreds of millions of dollars in lending programs that were available. Data shows millions of unemployed Americans floundering financially as their unemployment benefits run out in the face of Republican opposition to extending them. As they spend less, the consumer-based economy suffers. The Manhattan District Attorney said on Monday for the first time that President Trump could be investigated for tax fraud. According to the New York Times, prosecutors listed news reports and public testimony that alleged misconduct by Mr. Trump and his businesses. The reports, prosecutors wrote, would justify a grand jury inquiry into a range of possible crimes, including tax and insurance fraud and falsification of business records. Trump's Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is also about to be investigated over potential violations of ethics laws. A senior member of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team investigating the 2016 election has said in a new book that Mr. Mueller pulled his punches too much. Prosecutor Andrew Weissman's book is entitled Where Law Ends, and in it he takes aim at Mueller and his deputy Aaron Zebley. In an excerpt from the book, Weissman says, "Repeatedly, during our 22 months in operation, we would reach some critical juncture in our investigation, only to have Aaron say that we could not take a particular action because it risked aggravating the president beyond some undefined breaking point." Weissman concluded, "We could have done more." The city of Louisville, Kentucky, braced itself and declared a state of emergency for a grand jury announcement over the police killing of Breonna Taylor. Taylor was a black woman who was killed as she slept when police raided her apartment. Her death has been among many others that spurred the Black Lives Matter movement. As of this recording, there is no decision on whether any of the officers involved will be charged. In Arizona, there were no charges filed against four police officers in the beating death of a Latino man named Carlos Ingram Lopez. Lopez, according to the New York Times, was repeatedly assaulted, quote, while naked, handcuffed, and face down on the ground. He, quote, said he could not breathe and repeatedly begged for water and called out for his grandmother. In Los Angeles, the family of a man named Eric Briseño are calling for charges against sheriff's deputies who tasered and beat him to death. Briseño was apparently having a mental health crisis at the time of his death. Blanca Briseño, Eric's mother, said, quote, we called them to come and help us to get some help. And instead they came and killed him, brutally killed him. With less than 2 months before the election, President Trump has just announced $13 billion in aid to Puerto Rico after years of withholding funds and lying about how much was spent on the island. When accused of using the aid as a political tool to win votes, Trump claimed it was the Democrats' fault that he didn't give Puerto Rico needed funds. He said cryptically, we've been working on it for a long time. And finally, in a pre-recorded short speech to the United Nations on Tuesday, Trump railed against China.
China condemned my travel ban on their country, even as they canceled domestic flights and locked citizens in their homes. The Chinese government and the World Health Organization, which is virtually controlled by China, falsely declared that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Later, they falsely said people without symptoms would not spread the disease.
That's Trump on Tuesday morning speaking to the United Nations in a taped address. And that does it for our news headlines.